Now your comments. We devoted 3 shows to real estate and development this week. Robin Anderson of Indianapolis, Indiana, wrote to question what she felt was our bias towards home ownership. She says, "I'm not sure that it is written that everyone should be able to purchase a home. Home ownership is a huge responsibility that those with poor credit, whether they are Black, Hispanic, white, or American Indian, probably are not equipped to handle regardless of the historical roadblocks. Instead of making folks feel like they need to purchase, you should be talking about doing the groundwork to improve credit scores, increase income levels, and sustain a stable work history." Recently, our roundtable took on the subject of U.S. Representative John Culbertson of Texas and his remarks about Katrina evacuees. Culbertson has said, "Time has long passed for the able-bodied people from New Orleans to find a job, return to Louisiana, or become Houstonians." Isaac O'Neill of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, objected to the tone of our discussion. He writes, "Yesterday I was knocking on the door of a trailer in Renaissance Village for Katrina evacuees in Baton Rouge. An older, bald woman answered the door. She explained she was suffering from 3 kinds of cancer and had just had chemotherapy. I then thought about your panel members laughing and joking." Della Sinclair of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, had this to add. "Katrina evacuees would love to go back to New Orleans and reestablish the lives they lived there, but there is no housing. I recently visited a women's shelter in Baton Rouge and met a mother with 5 kids displaced by the storm. Her FEMA support had run out because she couldn't get a job. She has Section 8 vouchers, but how will she use it? There was a shortage of Section 8 housing before the storm, and virtually none now." We said last week that our letters theme is a remix of a 1963 recording by Charles Mingus called 2BS. We didn't say who did the remix. Antar Jackson of Chicago wasn't about to let us get away with that. He writes, "I want to take nothing away from the most famed songwriter of the 20th century, Charles Mingus, but I believe the RZA also deserves a tip of your hat. The RZA's trailblazing style of integrating blues, jazz, and soul music has ensured the preservation of these great American forms. The remix can be found on the Impulsive compilation from Impulse Records." Finally, we got a rave from Gail Sakowski of Oakland, California. "I think News and Notes is a terrific program. I very much appreciate being able to hear discussions of current political, economic, and cultural issues from the perspective of Black journalists, academics, economists, and other experts. The show has a very unique character that is different than hearing one Black on a show with others who are white. Please keep this show going." Gail, thanks for that and for all your letters and comments. We really appreciate them. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.